This is Steve Robbins. Welcome to the Get It Done Guy's quick and dirty tips to work less and do more. When we left our prior episode, Marie Kondo, author of the book The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up, had taught us several things about obsessively, I mean reasonably, cleaning your apartment, house, houseboat, or cardboard box. Using her method, Shmoopy and I went from having an apartment that looked like a war zone to one that looked like the happy, spotless isolation chamber of a mental ward. Please don't ask how I know what that looks like. We learned from Marie that we shouldn't clean room by room. Rather, we should clean by category, and we start by discarding the things that don't bring us joy. But that brings up the obvious question, how do we deal with the things we want to keep that don't bring us joy? You know, that third-grade finger painting your child did of the neighbor's dog climbing the sycamore tree? The one that you still have on your refrigerator, even though your children are away at college and have been begging you to throw it away for years? Time to toss it. "But I'm throwing away my children's lives," your inner parent screams. Your inner parent is wrong. It is time to declutter your house. Organize your house according to increasing emotion. When you choose the categories to declutter, do them in the order of increasing emotional attachment. Your first category should be one that you hardly care about at all. Clothes. We're used to getting rid of clothes when we've had them for a long time, or we've torn them, or we've accidentally dropped an entire Oreo ice cream cake on them. My therapist and I are still processing that one. Next, choose a category that you care about a bit more. For me, it's electronics. Silly, stupid electronics all over the frickin' apartment. Do I really need to keep that first-generation iPod? The Palm Pilot? The 300 baud modem? The TI Silent 700? Yes, I may feel nostalgic looking at it, but at this point, I can't even get the thermal printing paper, so it's not like I'll ever turn it on. I need less nostalgia and less clutter. By doing things in increasing order of emotional attachment, you get practice throwing things away, and each time you up the ante just a little bit. By the time you get to your children's finger painting, you'll have more and more practice throwing away the things that you have a milder emotional attachment to. And when your child comes home from college, they'll be delighted to see the painting gone from the fridge. When they see that you also threw away everything in their bedroom and turned it into a mini greenhouse for your Audrey 2s, they might get upset and start yelling, but you'll be so serene from all the organizing that you can simply look at them and say, "I'm getting rid of everything in the house that doesn't bring me joy." Think twice before raising your voice. Don't let Shmoopy watch. How to organize your room is alone. There may be all kinds of things that are fun to let Shmoopy watch, like pots of boiling water, or your child's ballet recital, or your kimbaku lessons, but cleaning isn't one of them. You see, your Shmoopy, or mother, or father, or sister, or brother, will heckle. Mine did. I was going through my immense pile of books, putting several of them in the discard pile, and Shmoopy was picking them up as fast as I put them down. "This one is signed. We can't get rid of that. This one's by someone we know." Yeah, it was the guy who rear-ended my car and then refused to pay for the repairs when his insurance premiums had lapsed. "Yes, but we know him." Yeah, your loved ones and even the ones that you just pretend to love for the inheritance all have opinions on what you should and shouldn't keep. Do your sorting and discarding alone, and it will go much more smoothly. And discard in silence. If you've seen my picture on steverobbins.com, I'm sure you think I'm just a younger, better-looking version of Tom Cruise. And as much as I like to dance around the living room in my underwear, one of Marie Kondo's rules is to turn off the music and sort in silence. Tidying up involves you negotiating with yourself. Turning the volume knob on your stereo to 11 and playing Korn will not facilitate the process. Once you've tidied, communing quietly with yourself, it's time to put stuff back. Marie recommends storing each category in one and only one place. When all your stationery supplies are in one place, you never have to go search for things or wonder where they are. They go with the other stationery supplies. Your spare electronics go with your other spare electronics. Your snozzberries go with your other snozzberries. It all becomes so easy to access and put back. And even though Marie looks like a normal young woman, she doesn't store her stuff vertically like the rest of us. She says, "Store stuff horizontally." Don't stack books vertically on the floor. Put them in a bookcase where they're spread out horizontally. Instead of stacking your sweaters and shirts on shelves, fold them and stand them up on end in your drawer. This is kind of hard to describe in a podcast, but when you look down into your drawer, you see all of your shirts or pants edge on, so at a single glance, you can see the full range of everything you own. Check out Marie Kondo, like Google Marie Kondo folding method. You'll see some actual picture examples of this. No more having to delve into a stack just to see what's in there. And since stacks press down on the bottom items and cause wrinkles, storing things horizontally also means they're less wrinkled and look better when you put them on. Horizontal arranging means that a glance will show you everything you own and you'll feel great since you only kept things that gave you joy. Speaking of which, your child is sitting quietly in the corner reading one of your books. Ha! Joy! Marie Kondo bucks conventional wisdom. She has us clean by category, discard first, sort by joy, organize quietly alone, and store things horizontally. We've been using her method at home, and I can attest from personal experience that if you don't find your life changed, at the very least, you'll find yourself much, much tidier. This is Steve Robbins. Follow Get It Done Guy on Twitter and Facebook. I run online courses and have online products about how to become the most productive person ever. If you want to know more, visit steverrobbins.com. That's steverrobbins.com. Work less, tidy more, and have a great life.